This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. On Saturday, leaders of the world's largest economies unveiled an infrastructure plan for the developing world to compete with China's global initiatives. But they were searching for a consensus on how to forcefully call out Beijing over human rights abuses, citing China for its forced labor practices as part of U.S. President Joe Biden's campaign to persuade Democratic leaders to present a more unified front economically with Beijing. But while they agreed to work toward competing against China, there was less unity on how adversarial public position the group should take. Canada, the United Kingdom, and France largely endorsed Biden's position, while Germany, Italy, and the European Union showed more hesitancy during Saturday's first session of the Group of Seven summit, according to a senior Biden administration official. The official, who briefed reporters, were not authorized to publicly discuss the private meeting. European Union negotiators said international talks that resumed Saturday on the Iran nuclear agreement were on track to revive the deal, which crumbled after the United States withdrew in 2018. Senior diplomats from China, Germany, France, Russia, and Britain concluded a 90-minute meeting with Iranian representatives at a hotel in the Austrian capital. The United States is not formally part of the meetings that launched in Vienna earlier this year, but the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has signaled willingness to rejoin the deal under terms that would broadly see the U.S. scale back sanctions on Tehran and Iran returning to abiding by the limits on its nuclear activity contained in the 2015 agreement. This is VOA News. Iran held a final presidential debate Saturday that showed the fissures within the Islamic Republic's politics, as hardliners referred to those seeking ties to the West as infiltrators, and the racist two other candidates brought up the unrest that surrounded Tehran's disputed 2009 election. Analysts and state-linked polling put hardline Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi as the clear frontrunner in Friday's upcoming vote, with the public now largely hostile to the relatively moderate President Hassan Rouhani after the collapse of Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. Turbulence from the divorce between the UK and the European Union has provided an unwanted distraction at the Group of Seven summit. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Saturday that post-Brexit agreements will fail if the European Union continues to take a theologically draconian approach to the rules. Johnson has held meetings with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President Emmanuel Macron, and EU officials on the sidelines of the summit he's hosting in southwest England. Two sides are wrangling over Northern Ireland, the only part of the UK that borders the bloc. The spat drew in U.S. President Joe Biden, who said he's concerned about the potential threat to Northern Ireland's peace accord. Moscow's mayor on Saturday ordered a week off for some workplaces and imposed restrictions on many businesses to fight coronavirus infections that have more than doubled in the past week alone. The National Coronavirus Task Force reported 6,700 new confirmed cases Saturday in Moscow, compared with more than 2,900 on June 6th. After several weeks of lockdown as the pandemic spread in the spring of 2020, the Russian capital eased restrictions and did not reimpose any during subsequent case increases. But because of the recent sharp rise, the mayor ordered enterprises that do not formally work on weekends to remain closed for the next week. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, was hit with a fine for failure to wear a mask in violation of local pandemic restrictions while leading thousands of motorcyclist supporters through the streets of Sao Paulo Saturday. The conservative president waved to the crowd from his motorcycle and later from atop a sound truck where helmeted but largely maskless backers cheered and chanted as he insisted that masks were useless for those already vaccinated. Sao Paulo State Government Press Office said a fine equivalent to about $110 will be imposed for the violation of that rule. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.